This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Tennessee Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischmann. He represents the Volunteer State's 3rd Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Small Business Committee. This is National Small Business Week, and we want to get the Congressman's thoughts on what could help our nation's small businesses add to their payrolls, and also what help they need from Washington. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's a real pleasure. Thank you.
You've been obviously a member of Congress now for a few months, and you've had plenty of opportunities, I would imagine, to go back to your constituents and talk to them about what they would like to see you and your colleagues do in Washington. What have they told you more than anything about what Congress either needs to do or not do in order to give them a hand up?
Well, the first thing, I think, is to get our fiscal house in order. Families, businesses, whether they be large or small, have got to live within their means, and so do governments, and we've gotten off to a good track. A good start in that regard. We've basically passed a budget that was left over from the last Congress, and we're working hard towards a new budget for fiscal 2012. I personally supported the Ryan budget. I think when we get our fiscal house in order and try to get government spending down, we'll have more capital in the private sector so that we can grow more private businesses and more jobs.
There may be some out there who say that they don't necessarily see the connection between Washington's bottom line and what small businesses can do to either add to the payroll or add to their product and services. So what is the critical connection there?
Well, it's several things. When we spend too much money, as we've done in the recent past, and unless we curb this problem in the future, the federal government has to continue to borrow money. 42 to 43 cents of every dollar we spend, we borrow now. And that basically takes capital away from businesses that could use that to grow and expand. Many small business people tell me that they have problems getting loans. So that's one way that we can do that. But there are several ways that we can work to help small businesses, and that's what I've been doing since I've been in Congress.
In terms of your district, how would you describe it economically, whether it's manufacturing, agricultural? What's the main way that folks are employed in your area of the state?
We're fortunate. In Southeast Tennessee, we have all of the above. We've recently gotten some new large businesses in. We're growing small businesses. We also have a tremendous agricultural sector in the 3rd District, so we're blessed to have both.
And in terms of what you're doing right now in the Small Business Committee, what type of legislation is in the works, and what else would you like to see be in the works?
Well, we started by being a co-sponsor of the 1099 repeal. That was very, very important. My first vote in Congress was to repeal the health care bill to try to get rid of Obamacare. That's going to be a burden on business across this country. Basically, I think what we need to do is take an approach in this country to support business. I believe in the free enterprise system. The current administration and the former liberal leadership literally declared war on business in this country, and that's not good. I've seen a situation where business people have come to me and said, Chuck, I'm afraid of the government. I'm afraid they're over-regulating, over-taxing, and basically impeding the growth of business. Business people need a good, fertile, predictable environment where they've got capital, less taxes, less regulations. Let's get the government out of the way and let the great American entrepreneur do his or her thing and grow this economy.
A lot of people have mentioned what you have just told me, and that's the fear and the danger of overregulation. Are there any regulations in particular that are the most burdensome, and what can Congress do about the issue of overregulation as a whole, given that a lot of these come down the pike, if not just about all of them, without congressional authorization in the first place?
Well, you're right. Once Congress allows or creates a regulatory agency and cedes that power, it's a problem because you can't get it back. It's very, very difficult. And what happens, whether it's the EPA or OSHA or even some of these new regulations that have created agencies, for example, under the Dodd-Frank law, problem after problem. When the government creates agencies, they grow, and it's almost analogous to a cancer. They continue to grow unchecked. I've said time and time again, these administrative agencies that are created by the Congress, whether the EPA, OSHA, are like a fourth unchecked branch of government. They've got to be stopped. We talk about legislations. I've got a manufacturer in Chattanooga, Tennessee, for example, which makes rat poison. they're in danger of literally being put out of business. And when I spoke with the owner, I said, well, do you really mean being put out of business, or do you mean bothered by regulations? He said, no, Chuck, being put out of business. We look at some of the other things. EPA, I believe, has put it off, but they were trying to affect boilers, which would have affected literally thousands of companies across this country. They're literally out of control, and they need to be checked. What we need is common sense business practices brought back to this country, and we need people like myself in government who serve on the Small Business Committee and who will make sure that the American entrepreneur is protected.
And just to follow up, because you said a moment ago that once you create an agency with regulatory power and then cede the authority to that agency, it's hard to get the genie back in the bottle. What can Congress do, particularly in the current climate where Democrats control the White House and the Senate?
Well, the first thing, and this is very, very important, is to exercise our constitutional authority and oversight. When we bring people before us in our committees, whether it's the Small Business Committee or the relevant committee in Congress, what we can literally do is pull these officials in and hold them accountable. The second thing we can do is look at the budgets that we give them. Congress has continually given more and more and more money and authority to these agencies. We can curtail that, make them live within their means. I'd rather see that money being allowed to be put in the private sector and not in the government sector.
Do you expect there to be a major budget fight over places like the EPA as this Ryan plan, the Republican plan, gets debated?
I think we're going to see major funding issues and debates everywhere. Let's face it, we're broke. We're spending far too much money. We've spent far too much money. The liberal left in this country has been adverse to business, has been adverse to growth. The only thing they like to do is spend, 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 and grow government. And business people need to stand up, because this is the time to stand up for the private sector, for the free enterprise system, and let America do what it's done best throughout its history, grow jobs in the private sector.
Congressman, a lot of work to be done. We'll certainly be tracking it as you go about that work. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. Tennessee Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischman represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, also a member of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.